I'm sorry, but
oh, like
for,
texted me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the hands.
Yeah,
or
you
the
looked
feet,
at it.
For the hands.
You can go ahead and start that now.
Ready?
Yeah, please. Go ahead. Nope.
The red button.
The little red one at the bottom. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. See?
No, you're fine. And then can you find me on there and just tap me?
It's all about you.
No, it puts everything into focus.
Actually, it's all in focus. You're just so far back. We're closer to the camera, so we're more in focus.
Right.
God damn.
Okay. So can everybody hear okay? Everybody, is it too loud there? Are you sure? You have... Okay. Okay.
You could...
I'll talk softly.
Or she could just, you know, go without the headset and, you know, help without...
But what the headset does is it helps her know what volume to speak at.
But Chris isn't here for that.
That was disgusting.
Well, it was wine.
Wow. Wine is
fuck me. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I apologize.
I don't blame you.
So...
there's real alcohol in the refrigerator if you...
No, she has real alcohol. You don't realize how fucked up you'll get on wine. I mean, seriously.
I do. That's why I don't drink wine. Because I can drink more beer than I can wine.
Right. Oh, so if you drink as much wine as you drink beer...
I'd be fucked.
You'd be in the hospital. Okay, so the question... Okay, so...
Chris,
no. I'm gonna. We're not gonna do any days in history. We're not gonna do any of that.
No. I understand that. You're just gonna skip everything, the introductions, all that.
Yeah. No.
Just go straight to the question.
We got introductions, but so I'm here with the Keith. You gotta either own it or. Like earn a better title.
At least the Keith is better than the jackass.
No, he's fine. He's fine. He is.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
He is fine. He's not the jackass. He's just a jackass. He's not the jackass.
But you're the dick.
Yeah. So with that being said, and we have Rachel with us. Say hi, Rachel. And there's a microphone in front of you. Oh, so now we're doing
the whisper.
Yeah, the whisper.
ASMR.
Is that what it is?
I get. I don't know.
Some more.
Asmore.
Actually, hang on. Anyway, so yeah, we got Chris is out of town, so Chris is not here, and he doesn't know that we're doing this. No, we make fun of him to his face. I'm not gonna make fun of him. Over a fucking recording. No, I'd rather make fun of him to his face because I like seeing his facial expression.
And you like the comebacks that he has.
Yes, yes, he's very good with that. He's very
witty.
Wait.
Yes, very witty.
Witty very, or the comeback?
Witty and pretty and gay.
Also pretty.
Yes. Yeah. High five. All right.
I'm sorry. I was ahead. Anger management going through my mind.
Yeah, that's exactly. Back. Yeah. The last horse finally crossed the finish line. Thanks, Keith.
Fuck you.
And that's why you haven't earned a better name.
Yeah. Yeah. So you are the Keith.
I like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's good.
Hang on.
But fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm migrating briefly. Okay. There's some audience in the background. There we go.
Oh, you get tilted.
Yeah.
It's a little.
There we go. No, you're very soft-spoken and quiet.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well.
But she wasn't this soft-spoken out in the garage.
No, she was saying, fuck this and fuck
no,
that.
Or what the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't think I've had enough wine. One bottle didn't help.
I asked you if you needed more and you said, no, I've had enough.
No, I'm trying to be responsible. Mm-hmm. It's not working out.
Yeah. There's Fireball out there.
Oh, God, no. I have standards.
Maybe. It's a maybe. It's a maybe. It's a hard maybe. Okay, so we're just gonna jump into the first question. What is the worst or dumbest thing that you can say or somebody could say on a first date?
I want to weigh her skin.
I'm sorry. There's a story behind that. All right. And then, no, I'll explain real quick.
Possibly justify.
Hold on. No,
inquiring minds want to know, Keith.
Wow.
A buddy of mine had told me this. His wife said it to him during sex.
Well, I want to wear your skin.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah,
that's slightly erring on this on
the
crazy
hot scale.
Oh yeah. No, she's not like, you know,
she's not crazy and she's not hot.
No, she's, oh my god, she is. He even knows I think she's fucking hot. He hates me for it. It's more like it's hot crazy.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
She was just fucking with him.
Oh. Well, then I like her. I want to be friends with her.
I'm at a loss, man.
Well, that's not a first date. That's a first fuck.
No.
Well, it could have been after the first date.
It wasn't the first
date. Date's not over till you take her home, or she takes you home, or
no.
You separate for the evening. Is that correct?
But still, that still would be not something you want to say on the first date.
Yeah, something that
even at all, really.
That's a little disconcerting.
I mean, yeah.
Would you say that to some guy?
Tell him
if
to wear
I
your
wanted to freak him the fuck out and play with him, yes. The date was going horribly, and I just had nothing to lose, which I have done.
Yeah,
before.
You hit fuck it. Oh,
I'm just like the
by fucking the way.
Button. I'm just gonna fuck with you as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, I want to wear your skin.
Yeah.
The more I talk with her, the more I like her. You're right. I would like her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's why I picked you too.
Hit that fuck button.
This is fun. I mean, Chris is gonna be a little bit jealous.
Yes.
A little bit sad.
I don't care.
Sorry, Chris. It's all mixed
up. Hey, the man is working hard.
That is true.
He worked so hard.
He does.
You can hear me swallow, man.
Yes, I could. Is it weird that I'm a little turned on by that?
A little. Just look. Chug my wine.
Chug my wine.
Okay. Wow.
Here. How about this? Since you were talking about my herb garden, you ready? Hang on. I don't have it in my... Do one of you have a lighter I can borrow for brief?
I don't smoke.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
All right. Hang on. Ready? Here.
Oh, my God. That's not bad.
Not bad, huh?
No.
Yeah, for somebody who doesn't even smoke... Grass. So, actually,
that's pretty good.
You're right, Brain. It was a bong sound.
Brings back memories.
Surprise, you remember?
Not much.
So the dumbest thing. I'll do two. The dumbest thing that anybody has ever said to me on a first date. I had a woman ask me, "How much do you make?"
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry, not enough to pay for this dinner. See ya.
No, I'd have been like, how much are you going to pay me?
Oh, that would be pretty good comeback.
Yeah, how much do you make? Like, it takes a lot to, literally, it takes a lot to shut me up. Like, I normally have a comeback for everything. Something, you know, some wise-ass comment, but nope, how much do you make? And I was just like...
How did you meet
nothing.
This girl?
Tinder.
No.
Does Auburn have a Tinder?
No, this was before Tinder. This was before Tinder.
Was it before Auburn?
Yes, it was before Auburn. I was living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And no, I was throwing darts at this at a place that no longer exists. And I didn't even ask her out. She asked me out. And no, how much do you make?
Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, no shit. Wow. Yeah, no. She obviously didn't see the shit box I was driving.
Well,
I don't get that.
Wow.
I don't get asked that until like the third day of dating.
I don't ask that question.
Have you ever been asked that question, though?
I mean, no, I honestly, but I think it's just assumed.
I mean, not for a romantic point of view, but how much do you make is legitimate for, you know, if you're applying for a fucking loan? Well, I see you want to buy this house. How much money do you make?
I mean,
i.e., can you pay for it?
That's pretty bad.
Maybe she was trying to invest in her future.
Probably, but
it's a shitty future.
I wasn't like applying for like, hey, can you loan me your pussy?
Yeah.
Like I'll repay it in 9 easy payments and 1 hard payment.
Wow.
Was it anal for the hard payment?
No. It was going to a recital. Are you okay there,
I'm
Keith?
Lost.
Are you okay?
Lost words. Lord help.
I have that effect on women. And apparently.
Apparently, Keith.
Nice.
Just lump him in.
So
no, don't lump me in.
You don't get to be lumped in. You're on your own.
Good. I'd rather be on my own.
So another shitty thing to say on a first date is like, your place on mine. Like, I mean, like you're expecting sex afterwards.
Okay.
I have been asked that once.
That's a legitimate question.
Right. If the time is right and everything is right, like you don't just out of nowhere say,
walk up and be like, your place or mine?
Maybe for you. I mean, I've never had that problem.
Well, you know.
I'm kidding. But see, I mean, I don't know. You're that's true. That's true. Chug it. Swallow it hard. Down.
I did.
Lick it. Okay.
When did this turn into a sex show?
I have that.
When effect. We hired the pervert to fill in for Chris, that's when.
I have that effect on people.
That pervert. I think she's got us beat.
I am horrible.
No, I beat myself. Sorry, I didn't mean
it. How awkward is a hand job from another human being? I mean,
it's not awkward. It's amazing.
Okay.
Hold on.
We'll have that discussion.
That's the whole thing. Hold on. Don't let go.
It all depends on how good they are.
She's got soft hands.
I do.
I know she does.
What are you doing later?
I go home to my husband.
And that's okay.
I know.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Anyway,
he wants to know if he can join later.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. Okay. All right, but seriously, how awkward is a hand job?
I don't know.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Like you have never had a hand job.
Well, no, not.
Yeah, like you don't have a.
I don't have a.
But
dick.
You have a.
I mean, I have a pussy.
Yes.
You can say the word pussy.
That's not where I'm going. Like everybody, so. She means the vagine.
The vajayjay?
Yeah. But it's not the whole. Anyway.
All right, hold on. How awkward is it to get fingered by someone who doesn't know what the fuck?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Thank you for saving it.
It feels
knuckle
like,
love.
It feels like I'm at the gynecologist. Like
with
they're
the
like
with the cold instruments
and for a girl
and are your feet like all the way across?
Yes, in the stirrups.
Yeah,
and you got the thingy that separate. It's just it's the
speculum.
Or the fucking worst.
It's called the speculum.
I should know that, but I didn't.
It's that he knows it,
which is weird.
I was a gynecologist in past life.
Super creepy.
Why is that creepy?
Wait, it's only
who doesn't like a clean vagina?
I don't.
Exactly.
I mean, there are some people.
Exactly.
But that's creepy too.
Anyway,
but it's about the same. You know, if the woman doesn't know what
But isn't doing, like, every guy different? Like, how?
Yes. Yeah, every guy's got their different preference. You know, some like to be, you know, jerked off harder. Some like to be softer. Some like
fast. Some like slow.
Or a firm grip.
Some like lotion? To cry while.
Do you do lotion or no lotion?
It all depends on the person.
Depends on the mood, too.
It depends on if they want to get off fast or later.
Obviously. Wouldn't hand job be like on the last of the list of things you would want?
It all depends.
Not necessarily.
All right, hold on. We'll bring in someone who has a better point of view.
Actually,
for this.
No. Hey. Before, hang on. Before him.
But I mean, like, you before can, him. You can before give him. Yourself a hand job. You
exactly.
Can give yourself
exactly.
A job.
No, exactly. Well, there was a time.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Do it.
You can get.
You see that belly? That's why he said there was a time.
So what I'm getting at is, people like what they're used to, right?
What they're comfortable with.
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah. Would you rather have? Would you rather play with yourself, or would you rather have someone who has no fucking idea what they're doing play with you?
Well, that's. Obviously, I'd rather. Play with myself.
Right. So, with that being said.
But you can train them.
Practice makes perfect. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I don't think she's saying
practice. I would rather have a hand job. I would rather have a hand job than a blow job because hands don't have fucking teeth.
Well, I got big teeth. I can see your point.
Unless they can pull them out.
Bless the guy's heart that I gave my first blow job to. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, the microphone's over here. Inquiring minds want to know.
I feel so bad. Oh, God.
That does remind me of the first blowjob I ever got.
Okay, right.
You don't have to cry. It's okay.
I feel so bad for him because I have huge teeth, and I had no idea. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Bless his heart.
Teeth don't matter. I mean...
obviously do. Like,
if you don't know what you're doing, they matter. But if you wrap, you can wrap your lips around the teeth.
Do you know how big these things are?
Yes, I can see them. And I dated women with teeth about the same size.
Big ass teeth.
Yeah, but they didn't bite the shit out of me.
Did he know it was your first time?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was okay with it. You know, he probably was like...
Mm. Yeah, how would you describe the worst blowjob you ever got? In one word. See, mine would be fantastic.
Okay. It was okay, you know.
Because,
well, okay, like I said...
Teeth or no?
It was the first time I ever got a blowjob, and it's the first time she ever gave a blowjob.
It was the last time you got a blowjob, too.
No, actually, the last time I got a blowjob was about 2-3 years ago. And she said, I've never given
so
head before.
Bad for you.
She said she never gave head before.
Okay.
She almost made me come in 30 seconds.
Really?
No way she did not give head.
You know what? I'll tell you what. They all say that.
She. I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
Just.
This is good content. This is we're gonna rival Howard Stern here in a few months. Just you wait. You just have to be a recurring character.
Having her on here.
Yeah.
I don't think gets us another, unless I'm here.
It's all good. It's all good. No, we don't.
When we get ours going, we have another guest.
Hey.
So okay, let's get out of the blowjobs.
Okay, so no blowjobs. Okay, so the next dumbest thing you can say on a first date is, well, you know, my ex ...
That's
like a deal breaker right there.
That means they're still hung up on their ex.
Well, yeah, but it
way to state the obvious.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
But it depends on how serious. When you go on this date with this person, like when you go on a date with a person, do you go in with the expectations you expect more dates, or do you go on this date with the expectation is you just hope at the end of the night you're going to get laid?
Well,
that's a legitimate. I mean, if they're bringing up their ex, they just.
I would like to think that you would go out with the expectation that...
This is true. I mean...
Yeah.
But I think it just depends on the person.
Well, you know, sometimes it also might depend on, you know, how the date is going. And they might just want to be like, yeah, it's the fuck it button.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True story.
But if that's the first thing they say is, well, my ex never wanted to do something like this, that might be a sign to get the fuck out of there.
Also a good point. Also a good point.
I mean, I don't know. It all depends on the person. Like, if you go on the date...
Right, it's situational.
Yeah, if you go on a date with somebody and you have no background, it's a completely blind date, you know nothing about them, yeah, that would be a little weird. But if...
Well, you just never... I think it's taboo to talk about any exes on the first date.
Well, you know, if they come in and they're like, well, you know... My ex would give me head in a place like this.
danger.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, well, hang on. So with that, we're gonna take a break here quick, and if Keith would be so kind as to hit stop on that, that'd be great. Yep, thanks.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back in a few.
The second topic and go to the fourth topic.
Let me. What was the second topic? Yeah, we can skip it.
It was about the no hands or not being able to walk. I'd rather skip that.
Oh, okay. That so we can go to three. We can go to three.
What was three again?
If you were the opposite gender for one day, what would you do?
Do what?
Turn it on.
She's already snorting.
Oh, Kayla snorted? Everybody drink.
You have to drink when she snorted.
Yep, drink.
This is going to be a fun game.
This is getting
oh, yeah, that's great. All right, so. All right, Rachel.
I'm drunk. What was the question?
Hi, drunk. I'm Mick.
The question was...
What was it?
If you were opposite sex for a day, what would you do?
I could wake up and not have to put makeup on or do my hair.
Okay, that's good.
Could roll my ass out of bed.
Scoot down. Kayla, scoot down. You guys, let's get on this.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No. We got something good going on here. Okay, I feel like Howard Stern in the beginning.
I would have Again? Sex with a girl though, but like I would want to know because I want to know what it feels like on the inside.
Yes.
And is every girl different or is it the same?
I feel like.
And I like boobs, so I mean, like you have to like you'd have.
She likes boobs too.
Every girl likes
I
boobs.
I do. I mean, I wish and I had
any,
them.
I wish you had them too. Something to look at.
I got fake ones.
Hey, talking to the mic.
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
Okay, oh. Hey, don't be creepy.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, talking to the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like,
whoa!
Fumble.
It's on your side.
It's okay.
Yeah, get
why is it on my shit?
It's your shit?
Because
that's
as long as the box doesn't get wet,
move the bottom box.
Ew.
Hey, Keith.
Move the bottom box.
Talking to the microphone, man.
Move the box.
The bottom box. Not that box, that box. Thank you.
What is in the box?
Another microphone.
Another box.
Anyways, back to this whole conversation.
Is a box a metaphor?
No.
Talk into the microphone.
Yeah, you.
Back to this conversation. I was saying
get closer.
You just want to hear girls talk about boobs.
Well, actually, no. We were talking about box. Yeah. Well, before that.
The helicopter.
We're still kind of talking about box.
Okay. I would have sex with a girl. I would maybe have sex with a guy because technically.
Microphone.
Don't do that.
Microphone.
I don't know.
Microphone. Talk. Drink.
Everybody drink. Really intense.
Okay. Drink. So first, we would not put on makeup or do our hair.
Okay. That. Okay. Right there. That's
but
where
would
I
be a hot dude or
hold
an
on,
ugly dude?
Hold on. Okay.
I don't know.
You said something a little.
You'd be wrong. That. Actually, okay. To amend the question, you would be somebody that is attractive to you.
Okay, I'd be like.
As
like Thor.
A member, yes.
Anybody. What's that guy that plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh, I would fuck him hard.
I would fuck him hard, and I'm straight.
He's probably weird, and I love him.
No, he is not probably weird. He is definitely weird.
But I mean, like,
if he's weird, like, just normally, just think how weird he would be in bed.
Yeah.
He might be like Vin Diesel in Gang.
We
no,
need
he's
to
not.
Vin Diesel's
say that.
Vin Diesel's gay. He come out of the closet.
No,
care.
He's not.
Johnny Depp
yes,
is
yes.
not.
Mick?
Well, more power
I didn't say Johnny
him.
Depp.
Well, you.
Vin Diesel.
I didn't say Johnny Depp.
We need to invest in microphones right here.
Yes.
With
they're not. Those they're two. Not. They're not. Yeah. Oh, so you can pin them on them and like accidentally touch a boob?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that way.
You can't do motion.
Most yes. Yes.
Gets in trouble all the time.
Will you like reposition that so it gets all of us in this? Please and thank you. Okay,
what
so
is, yeah, me and Brian weren't gonna talk.
Brian and I.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Kyle.
Give me a break, woman.
So first she said she would not do her makeup or her hair. Then I said that I would do the helicopter. Then she said that she would fuck a girl.
But I'd have to be attractive so I can just go get one.
Yeah, so you can, don't.
I've only got one day for this. I just want to go bang some. And I want it to be a hot girl. Like, not
wait,
like
wait till
they're
drunk.
I want, like, hot girl. Like,
there we go.
Can you hear yourself better now?
Yes.
Wow, so you ain't going to find him
myself.
Yeah.
I'm talking into the mic.
And then I might want to get into a fight with someone. Like, punch someone.
I do that now.
Kayla's ears perked up like a fucking dog. Like, fight? Who?
Punch someone.
I do that now.
But yeah, she does.
Because
you're fucking insane, Kayla.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about crazy and hot scale.
She's out. Drunk.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What is that?
Where is your crazy scale at?
Well, we were there one time.
Was what? I drinking?
Yeah, but just the one time.
And I don't fucking remember.
Hey.
I do.
Look at the hair. That was a crazy scale.
Okay, she still has a little bit of wine
I
left.
Have a horn.
Yes.
I have a horn too, Kayla.
You get two on the one side to be exact. Snore.
Drink.
Oh my god.
She ain't gonna have any wine left if she drinks.
I know. I'm okay. I have to go home to my beautiful girl.
Okay, so before you leave, I would like to tell you I gave this a lot of thought.
Oh, okay.
And so
no thoughtless.
No. I actually gave this a lot of thought. And you guys know me as the motherfucker that.
Thanks.
That what?
Thanks.
Oh yeah, I think.
We're all
I think. And so what I came up with was a diabolical plan to ruin somebody's life. Okay. No. So.
Fuck your face.
No.
It already looks like you got fucked up. All right.
Oh.
Look at this face.
That's funny because she means it. So my diabolical plan is if I woke up one day as a woman and as we had previously established,
you would play with your boobs for at least like 8 hours.
Hang on,
half your day is already.
Hang on,
why
hang on?
Why just the boobs?
Hang on.
These guys love boobs.
I play
Rachel,
with my own.
Rachel,
boobs.
I already have boobs, and my boobs are bigger than hers and yours. So. Suck it.
I play with my own boobs and I don't have them.
I hope that makes you feel better at night. So here
it
is what
totally
I
does
sometimes it does. Yeah. So
long distance.
Yeah.
Long
face.
Distance. Hey Kayla, long distance. All right, we're good. All right. So this is what I would do, and you can tell me if this is evil or not. But
scary.
Yeah, if you think you're being scared right now, if you think you're being scared right now, you can't hear this right now, can you? Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. So.
Don't.
So the first thing that I would do.
What this?
Is I would call in sick for work.
Yes.
Okay.
Done.
Because, you know, I wake up and I am an attractive woman. Because the whole premise of it earlier was somebody that you feel is attractive. So I would call in sick for work. The second thing I would do is stand in front of a mirror for about a half an hour. Take a couple of pictures.
You have thought this.
To remind yourself of what you look like as a woman?
Number three, find women's clothing that fit. Number four, find makeup. Don't care what it is.
But if you're attractive, you don't need a whole lot of makeup.
I know a lot of good-looking women who need fucking makeup. And I know a lot of women that are not that attractive, but don't need makeup. I mean, it's just a whole complexion thing.
I don't
get
that.
And whatever.
I don't understand. Okay.
Anyway.
What, women? The beautiful women? Not
you're not
makeup?
Men, so... No, okay, no, so after that, number five is look hot. Because
that takes a lot of help with you.
I would love to see you as a woman try to apply makeup.
You right?
It would never happen. I would have to
you'd have to wake up beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. So I do have a question with this.
Okay.
If you wake up as the opposite sex,
yeah,
will you still have the facial hair?
No.
You wake up as somebody that is attractive to you.
So what is your attractive to you? So I can picture this.
Anyway.
You're sitting in front of him.
So then after you look hot, you go to a bar.
Go to a bar.
Or
drink.
Not Southside.
Not, no, classy bar.
Not Auburn.
No,
Auburn.
Go somewhere like
classy bar.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
Like where your friend goes.
Yes, it is. It's so boring.
Oh, you just wait. It gets worse.
You're gonna be a call girl, aren't you? Just for one day.
Nope, not even remotely. This is. Oh, outstanding. Thank you, sir.
You do have a beer, baby.
So go to the bar and have... you're already looking hot, right? So you get drinks bought for you all night. And then you pick a guy.
Not that
I
guy.
I choose you.
And, yep. And you make him feel special.
You don't even have to do that.
No, you really don't.
All you have to do is talk to
him. You have thought about what the girl will do for you.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. You're not. I'm not done yet.
You just be like, I hate you.
I'm not done yet. No, here's the thing, though. You could hate him. You just make him feel special. Okay. And then... Yeah. Go home with him.
Okay.
And have a great night of great sex.
You thought about all of this, and then you're just like, great night, great sex.
Hang on.
Okay. I got to back up here. You're a dude pretending to be a girl.
No, I'm a dude who is a girl.
Okay, you're a dude who is a girl.
That's the thing.
And the thing is, out of the sexes that you could have, you're not choosing to have sex with another girl.
Right.
You're choosing to have sex with a dude.
Yep.
So, I have so many questions.
Okay, let me give you an answer, and I hope this satisfies you.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not.
So, when the 24 hours is up, overnight, and we're both sleeping...
And
he wakes up next to me?
You mean she wakes up next to you?
Oh no, he's chosen.
No, it's when he wakes up next to me.
Yeah.
You're going home with a chick, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh god. Remind me to make sure
it was it good for you?
Okay, that's a lot of thought. Is this a random person that you're doing this to? Or just
a very specific
human being?
No, it's random.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, okay. So, would you not choose to just be with another girl?
I would love to choose to be with another girl, but I can look at porn.
That isn't the same.
But if I want to ruin somebody's.
But why would you choose this? This is an amazing opportunity for you to do something that you would obviously never, and you choose to mess up. You're mean.
Even as a woman, I don't want to have a dick in my mouth.
Because this is where your thoughts are?
Well, no, I'll eat pussy. I'll eat pussy like I eat pasta, and I love pasta.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Nice box.
I think I'm going to the garage.
Thank you. No, but seriously.
Well, wait.
Where's that little black one?
When?
Oh no! Are you bringing the dildos out?
No dildos. She's I'm showing her my inventory.
Cock ring.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I only have one cock ring. Okay.
Oh, can I? Hey, what did you ever bring me?
Wait.
You brought Chris a thing.
She didn't there you go. See it.
Don't touch.
Don't touch.
Okay. I honestly.
She wants like 10 of those.
Where does this go and where does this go?
This goes inside. This goes outside.
So one goes in.
Wow, even I knew that.
Kayla's like, yeah.
Maybe that's what's wrong.
Hey, Kayla.
What?
I want commission.
No shit.
This is mine.
Oh! Hey, put that in front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
Turn it on and make it jiggle.
Yep, we're good.
Okay, but where does this go? And where does that go?
Wow. Up inside you and up inside you.
No. So,
I'm kidding.
One goes in and one goes on the clit.
This goes inside you,
this
goes on the clit.
So this...
And
make a turn
into a sex show.
For the weird.
Wow.
This,
I
this
need two batteries.
Yep.
So
it's
like,
okay, but I got my bum negative.
Damn straight.
Is that the 12 speed you were talking about?
Yep, that is the No, it's not 12, it's
definitely not as good.
16 speed butt plug.
No, she just said it was good, it says 12.
I got it.
Girls got excited over there.
Well, the guys got excited too.
Take that and tell me if you like it.
Okay.
What is that? Is that something I can use on Garmin?
Yeah.
Without getting beat
up? It's things and stuff.
It's lube.
Wow, we're looking at lube. We're looking at lube here. All right, so.
Like he only gets
so
maybe once a quarter.
Oh! What is that quarter?
I felt that.
Yes, ma'am.
Keith, are you okay? Stop. Be careful. Yeah, no, it's good. All right, so that's the lube. That's
mine is so old.
Nice catch.
Like I'm realizing like how old mine is. What is this?
Well, damn, I am. Well, if we're gonna sell sex stuff here, we're talking about it. Might as well sell it.
Okay, so
bring it.
So
actually, hang on. Let's.
What is out of all three of these, which one would you do?
Because I
have one that honestly, like I've had since high school, and they've come a long.
Yeah, kill it and start it again.
A long way since then.
Probably this one or this one, because this one can do both.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
this is interesting.
This goes inside.
Okay.
But then is this
not
on the outside?
So it's
okay.
Like,
hang on.
But just more stationary. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least this
time I'm doing. Okay, so this is the cock ring. Mm-hmm. What does that do?
This is supposed.
Because honestly, the only thing I'm familiar with is that.
It's supposed. I think this one is.
This is a serious discussion.
This
Shut
one
up.
By-
Sorry.
What is that?
Put a battery in there.
Nope. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. That mic will pick up enough.
Okay, that might have been where we went wrong. Okay.
I've never really been a fan.
I mean, I think you're fun, but I think my husband just thinks they tickle.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make him wear it anyway. Okay, so what else do we have in here?
Oh, we got all... Okay, well, that's mine.
This sex is worried? As seriously as seriously.
The glasses are
you are 100%. You are.
I'm blind.
Right.
I can't
see. It's all right.
But it's like a card game that you play.
Oh, that
together.
Would be fun.
Like,
so
hey, I'll do this. You do
yeah, that could be fun.
So it's like kind of like the sex dice in a way.
Oh, hey, here it is.
Wait, is that the 12-speed butt plug?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, honestly, I
have... Let me see it work.
Okay, I have to be really honest with you.
Yeah, put it on camera. Put it on camera. Let's see. No, put it on camera. Let's see. Wait. No, don't move it.
I don't get butt stuff. Like, I am... I have Crohn's.
You don't have to use batteries.
Should travel the batteries.
I mean, like, I have Crohn's disease, so, like, I'm terrified of shitting on my husband.
Yeah, okay. But
he might be into it.
Anytime
he is not.
Okay. There's not very many people who are into scat. Like
okay, then I can't do it.
Except for.
Because like Brian, that is a huge,
no. It, put that in front of the camera there. Let's because we're recording this. This is
from,
live.
That is from episode one.
Wait, was that episode one?
Yes.
I don't remember.
You guys talked about the 12-speed butt plug in episode one.
Yeah.
I skipped that one.
Does this taste? Mm-hmm. So if I put it on his dick, it would taste like this? Well, he'll be happy.
She'll take 10.
If you want to, I have more samples.
Wow.
And she'll
what,
take 10.
What flavor is this?
Rainbow
like
sherbet.
Whipped cream. Like.
That's actually what it says.
Are you serious?
Rainbow sherbet.
Open it up. You can try it.
Okay.
I didn't even read it. I just...
This is amazing.
When she said, does it taste like this?
That tastes good. Taste this.
It don't have like a waxy taste.
It does. It doesn't.
Everyone taste it.
It kind of
okay,
and
so
it
like
kind of numbs
panties,
you a little bit.
Okay, so like the edible panties have a waxy taste to them.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah,
it
numbs
it. Numbs
really?
It.
Yeah, you gotta numb it before you fuck it, right?
I'm also really scared that like I will get so numb I can't. I'll bite him.
Well, here's the thing, Rachel. You gotta numb it before you fuck it, right?
I'm actually scared.
Speaking of numbing, do you have like those throat drops that help numb the throat?
Home, I hope
I have
you're
my own.
That was a
no,
that's
not
a, actually
own,
that's
but
not
do
bad.
You sell them.
I mean, we do, but I don't
no,
have
it's
any.
Not.
That's not.
My
that's
own.
Not half bad.
Are those the balls that you put inside? Now, what does that feel like? You've never done that before. What does it feel like?
Somebody's
vibrating.
Hey, babe.
This thing. Hi, Tate.
I'm at your house.
What flavor is that? Give that back.
Whipped cream. It's whipped cream.
This one's mine.
No, she's.
It's the same. It's the strawberry
yeah.
sherbet.
No, no. Get. Oh, the,
yeah.
That one's the closed
one.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That actually made my tongue kind of tingle.
It does.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Makes you kind of
yeah.
numb.
It.
That means you can just lick a lot longer. Until she like pushes your head
you,
away.
Do you know what the lesbian dinosaur's name was?
What?
Lick a lot of puss.
That actually kind of sounds
you
like
liked
a
it.
Indian
you liked
name.
It.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I actually did that to a.
Man,
like,
this took a weird fucking turn.
I did that to
you
know this has been the
does
longest.
Does it feel good?
Why
this
just
weird?
It's kind of it's
I'm
more like.
Good.
You should have sat over here. You.
I don't want to
do anything.
Like
else.
You could. Could
I just
you
want
do
to be
cables?
The guy in the
okay.
Oh.
Voicing
so
his opinion. Still in my headset. Just so we can hear the conversation
like,
they were
oh, yeah,
having.
I know.
Hilarious.
Let me try and.
I don't think I.
It's don't just
sound
good
idea.
In here, too.
Let me get that.
But honestly, like.
And you would be surprised.
I don't know. I've had a kid. It's like shooting a hot dog down a hallway.
So you're wild.
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know.
I heard a snort.
Snort, drink.
I think you would still.
Ooh, what's this? Can you hit people with it?
Hey,
Rachel.
Oh, wait. And a feather. And I have two more of them.
Watch out. There's electronics around.
Rachel.
So,
no,
sorry. I'll be careful.
Oh, no, you're
that
fine.
Conversation about the.
You're fine.
We were talking about earlier. What do you got there? A feather.
It's a mini cat and nine tails.
Have you seen
hey.
Is what is it called?
I don't know. I think cat and nine tails. Let's see.
ASAR.
Let's see. Here.
Okay.
Hit my hand. Hit my hand.
Cat and nine tails.
Rachel.
No, with the other end.
With the whip.
He wants to be whipped. Harder.
I want
harder.
Let me see that.
No.
What else we got?
She handed them to me.
Hold on, Mick, let me see that.
Oh, here. You can have that back.
You can do that.
Because you hit like a girl.
Like you showed me.
No. Fuck it. No, I'm kidding.
Rachel, you said hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah.
Hot dog down a hallway. I'm curious. What is that?
What
is that a lotion? Can I use that?
You're supposed to
use it. No, I really want to use it.
To make it.
Yeah.
So, and I will tell you,
Hang on. Let's get her on camera.
That's what I'm doing. Hold on.
Well, so one thing I used to do at my job was vaginal rejuvenation.
Ow. Hang on.
And,
unblurry it.
Honestly, I wish I would have done it. But, like, after having Olivia, I really have noticed a difference, like, in the way it feels. And sometimes
bend over.
Like, it's not fun. So, I mean...
Hey, that actually kind of reminded me of Lion King.
We have to do...
Mufasa. Woo! Do it again.
I gotta dust my laptop off here.
Everybody else is off in the world.
That's why I want to do this.
She shut the mic off, didn't she?
I did, because I shared a very personal story.
Oh, come on. It's gotta be on camera.
It's only for her ears. Shh.
Ooh, oh, wow. How about her?
Okay, so...
You don't need the badge.
What else?
Go.
It's like this. Toy cleaner,
and you can give some of this. Hang on. We still have a show to do.
Oh, we do?
This show has
Yes. Oh, sorry. This show has gone.
This is some good.
It took a weird turn.
Is it good loop?
No.
Yeah, it took a weird turn.
Hold on. Let me see that to hand it to this dog.
Hey, here you go. Me?
Oh, you
just like me.
I don't want nothing just like you.
It's for Carmen.
It's like you can, like, put it on your
It's just like her.
She
okay.
Me already. Come on.
Yeah, don't kill the microphone.
Shit, right?
Recording the shit. I'm paying for this time here.
Oh, yeah, I've totally used that, but it's clean. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. Okay, so what I used to do for a living, I was an esthetician, and I used to, like,
oh, this is great.
Brazilian waxing.
Yeah, get the microphone up in that.
I mean, honestly,
on,
like...
Get the microphone up in that.
Like, yeah. I've seen so many vaginas and buttholes, it doesn't fuck.
Yeah. Vagina butthole.
This looks like, to me, like a tampon.
It looks like something that vibrates at a high rate.
I'm not saying it would...
Is that what it is?
I don't get how it would feel good. Like,
yeah!
Whoa!
Yeah, no. Do it again. Do it again.
Oh!
Do
so
it again.
You would have to do your oh.
Oh, yeah.
So I get it.
Put that. Hey, Rachel. Put that. Just keep it going. No. Put it on the table.
Yeah.
And hold it on the. No. Yeah. On the. No. On the. On the wood. On the table. Yeah.
Wow. I can't even hardly hold that.
That's what I want. Yeah.
So okay, there's a thing that.
So no. Think about that. Think about that up
that
inside you.
If you, you don't use these.
No, I know. Well, if you don't, use, but I might.
It lessens your
you
stimulation to what
you
want to
that
do
up
with
the
man.
You
think that's
the
true?
He brought more alcohol.
Yeah.
Good man.
You don't think so?
I love you, buddy.
I honestly, I don't think so. But like, I've had friends that say that.
I've heard that.
That's nasty stuff.
I tell you what.
So, do you think?
No, not yet.
Okay. I want to hear the thing go again.
Do you want to use it? In
practice? No, I want to hear it go again.
Ooh.
Oh, look, more toy cleaner. Yeah, I really need to give one of these to Chris.
Wait, hold on, let me see that stuff.
Is that yours?
Oh my God! What is that? What is that? What is that?
Massaging oil.
Hey, so
it's I want to buy one of these.
So since
that's fun.
Oh, so you can? It's got a spout on there, so you can actually
pour
it out
you
on
get
there.
Get it hot, and you pour it, and you massage it. And you
yeah,
massage.
Looks like
that's
it's
like the best thing ever.
So
looks like it's been used.
Yes, it has.
Yeah,
so Mick,
keeping that. Here.
So Mick, this stuff is called Come Clean.
Okay, so if I wanted to buy one of these,
God, go ahead.
I wanted to buy one.
Yeah, I almost need to smoke after this conversation.
Which one did you say I should get? I can't remember.
Okay, so you want one that'll do both?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
No, oh, what is that?
This one will do one or the other. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
You know, like one at a time. But this one, or
it's
this
too
one.
Loud.
Wait, hang on. I gotta hear this.
Okay, I want to do it at the same time.
So, would probably recommend this one.
Okay.
Just because.
This one?
I think that one's.
How much would all this cost me?
Wait, do you want a toy cleaner or did Keith put that there?
I just set it down.
You have to have a toy. You have to have a toy to clean the toy.
But already, you know, at the same time of buying all that, you know, get the toy cleaner.
So I don't have another candle right now, but I can get one.
You can get one.
I know. I can get two.
So wait, this
better, not the same.
Better quality.
God.
Better quality.
This is a massaging oil.
Yes.
Yeah, so
you should buy one for your significant other.
They're gonna burn the shit out of you.
No, they're not.
Oh, significant other is attached to me.
Yeah.
What?
This is my significant
other. Well, your hand will enjoy it. Well,
here's the thing. What's gonna happen is he's gonna. It's like the equivalent of pouring glue on your hand when you're in kindergarten. And then, like, peeling it off.
It is not.
Like, well, no, that's what he's going to use it for.
Okay, so how much would all this?
So,
we're making a sale.
That'd be $70.
Sell
that's
it.
A reasonable price, I think.
Sell it.
Well, these two, I'm trying to
get. Yeah, but used. But used.
This one, I would have to. What?
Nothing. I'm just.
I'd order. You'd order it.
That one.
Okay.
So, 80. 80.
No, she said 70.
I'm talking.
This is my show.
And yet,
this is
I am trying to have an orgasm.
Okay, I would.
This is more important.
I would love you to have an orgasm.
So I get.
Don't let me stand in the way of your orgasm.
I am still trying to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't get in the way of me and the orgasm. So I get paid on Tuesday, so can I come over and get these from you?
Yeah.
And okay.
Say please.
You may speak now.
I said say please.
Okay.
Oh shit, man.
And then
she just told you.
And you get
she owned me in my own house.
Convenient.
Well, he's my fucking house.
How's it feel?
Well, actually, I'm gonna order more perfume. So
dominated.
I definitely maybe two of
it
these.
It kind
of
turns me on.
Because I'm like into that shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever tried the perfume?
Oh, no, there's more. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Order now in the next 15 minutes.
And I already have one of these, but my husband won't let me use it.
The perfume is...
Tie him up and then use it.
Natural pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
So it smells different on everyone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He loves it.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
I'll let you try it.
Okay.
I don't even know how to continue this fucking show.
If I get... Thank you.
To be honest...
I need a cigarette.
Ooh, right.
I'm just gonna... You know what, Keith? Can you murder the...
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. That's that.
It's the same.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. Mm.
No, you always have someone who wants. Okay, they're gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna do this to you, so you do this to me. All right, you're gonna give the guy a hand job, but he has no hands. If you want him to get you off, but you want him to use his hands,
well, you would probably fucking see his hands beforehand, and know that he doesn't have. Hands,
but that's the thing.
You and know, you would probably say, "Don't fucking touch me with that shit."
But again,
is it because it's cold? I mean, it's metal.
I mean,
does it remind you of the gynecologist?
All right, hang on.
The cold metal.
Yeah.
That's
so,
not cold metal. That's a cotton swab, and it hurts much more.
I you know what? I'll believe it because I never had the cotton swab go up inside me.
It doesn't feel like
so.
It.
So
I've heard stories.
So
about you know. So, not that, but people you know for guys having
oh,
you
like
know
the
claw
thing. They put the claw thing in you too.
Oh yeah.
No not that. Hurt.
Well, hang on here.
The guys who go and get STA or STD tests, they have it, the cotton swab stuck.
The claw.
No, I said cotton swab, not the claw. It's stuck into the little urethra.
Yeah, the
little
the pee hole. It goes up the pee hole. It does.
You would know.
Yeah, I've seen it done. Haven't had it done to me, but I've seen it done.
You saw it?
Oh yeah.
He was standing in there with his boyfriend.
Oh, let me tell you here in a minute.
Brian, when the
fuck? We're gonna take a minute break here, and I'll explain the pee hole thing. That's on. Okay, that's recording. Okay.
Yes.
So when I was in the Navy, I had to do a lot of. I had to do a lot of things I didn't like. And one of them was not just to for drug tests. You had to watch the pee come out of the penis.
I used to have to do that.
With not penises?
Not in the Navy. No, with vaginas.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Right, so with that being said, and after seeing so many dicks, and I saw a lot of dicks.
We know.
I did. And, are you guys okay? Do you need an adult? Like, or can I tell the story?
Where is an adult here? It's not the two at that end. It's not the three at this end.
Not him either. So no. Like.
Is that funny?
Do we need a drink again, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, it's twice. Yeah, that microphone's pretty fucking sensitive, Kaylee. If you want to snort, you internalize that shit. Yeah. So, and I'm not gonna lie. I was drunk. I lost a lot of the last conversation, but I'm gonna try and recuperate it.
Did you? Yeah. <Damn. laughs>
Plug your nose.
But damn. So I drank. All right, it's all right.
Hey,
So no.
Wait,
so
wait.
No.
You drank
because
you saw
you
a lot of
dicks? No.
I'll take the
fatty. No. Hey. You listen. Listen. You get your beer, but you listen.
I am listening. I've been listening.
All right. So.
Your first snort.
I'm not gonna broadcast this like big and loud. Because.
She didn't snort. It was not a snort.
That's
because. Right. Because here. So a close friend of mine when I was in the Navy, he put his dick in something he should not have.
Uranus?
And no, it was
your
not.
Rectum.
It was he damn near killed him. No, it wasn't
pickle
that.
Slicer.
It was a
female of sorts.
It was a female of sorts. Thank you, Kayla, for. Don't forget, there's a microphone in front of you.
Oh.
Yeah, feel free to use it at any time.
Female of sorts.
Yeah. So, what ended up happening was, he got a sick dick.
Was it the...
Are you applauding it? No. She's asking if it was a clap. Yeah, it was exactly that. And to do it, they had... I mean, and I've got the camera going here. It was literally that long cotton swab.
Fuck that.
And that doc And so he asked me to be there. He's like, hey, like, I trust you. You know, I don't care if you see my dick. I trust you. Like, just please, I don't have anybody else here. Can you
trust him after that?
Can you please be here for me? And yeah, so Doc lubed that motherfucker up, and it's like he didn't like put it on the top and then like lube it all the way down. He just
drizzled.
Like,
just
not even drizzled.
Right,
it was like he just squeezed the shit out of it and let it go all the way down. And he took his dick and he just kind of he's like, all right, this no joking aside, this is actually going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me. And he got it in, and dude goes, all right, that's not so bad. And he's got his one hand on my shoulder and the other hand on Doc's shoulder. And then he gets up a little more, and you hear him go. And then he gets a little more, and he gets a little higher pitch. It goes. And then he gets a little bit higher up, and I thought he was going to fucking choke Doc. Like, he had Doc by the throat, and Doc's face turned as red as your shirt. And he just kept going up, and then he pulled it out, and I can't even make the noise. It was like a pig squealing. And no, I mean, it was literally like a pig squealing with a knife in it. I mean, it was like it was awful.
Like
it was
wondering.
Awful. And my eyes were about as big as they could absolutely positively fucking be. And I couldn't do anything. I was totally. And he had his hand on my shoulder, and I thought he was gonna snap my collarbone just by. And oh my god,
I
don't think I've seen so much blood come out of a penis ever.
I have to say, this will be
blood.
This
yes. Yeah, no, you're fine.
Have you had a stick shoved up in your pee hole?
Yeah, we're gonna.
But I didn't have the blood.
Lately? Yeah.
Well, yeah. did you have. No, just.
Then go the fuck away.
You go.
This will be the only podcast I will not re-listen to, because I might be laughing my ass off so hard that I will quit breathing.
Nah, you.
She might like that.
I want you to no. I might like it.
Yeah. The smile I'm getting from her for that.
Who needs toys when you can get choked?
Heyo.
There's a microphone there, Kayla.
Heyo.
Don't forget to use it.
Okay.
But yeah, no.
Is that the smile she gives you when she's choking you? At least he's truthful.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's good. It's honest.
Blood.
What?
Blood.
What about it?
You don't like blood?
Out of a penis?
Excuse me. Yeah, I don't like blood out of a penis either.
Not a good deal.
I don't think any guy would like blood out of a penis. You know.
I feel like
yeah,
no girl
good old,
would like that either.
Yeah, the good old penis blood.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
You're not shooting
anything. Hold, I can't hear
mouth?
Anything you're saying, Brian.
Anymore?
There's a microphone.
Yeah.
There's a microphone there. There's a microphone here. There's a microphone
for blood.
I don't want to be seen on
camera. Just keep your back to the camera and no one can see that face of yours.
Yeah.
It is supposed to hurt when I pee. Do I need to get a Q-tip shoved up there?
Yes, you do.
Indeed.
And I've got one that's that's got.
Using your Q-tip that's this long.
No, yep. It wasn't that long. It's this long.
Oh,
he likes it.
It was a
this long.
It was a fucking long Q-tip, dude.
There's no way. No.
Blood.
If he was pissing blood.
Blood.
Him for an STD.
Well, you know.
No Q-tip. Well, I'd take a bullet. I'd take a bullet before that fucking Q-tip.
So you take a shot to the head?
Yes.
A shot to the mouth?
No. I said a bullet. As in...
Well, I'm just trying to ascertain what sort of...
Ass? Is that all you're thinking of? You just keep feeling sexual. I'm
just using words that are above your pay grade.
Wait, that's, I get paid? Are you paid for this?
No, not yet. You keep going. You might.
You're hurting my brain.
Love you guys.
That doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Fuck your face.
Yes, fuck your face.
I think a meat grinder already fucked my face.
I don't know what he said.
Well, yeah. So, at any rate, so...
Not fucking your face.
You said him.
Well, I had a list of questions, but...
What the fuck happened to that?
Fuck that
just,
shit.
Just like this whole...
Fuck me, man.
This all
well, no, that's fine. That's wow. Fine. We actually got a lot accomplished tonight.
We kind of went.
No, I feel like we still have not answered the question.
Which question?
Legs or arms?
Well, you have.
Oh, with okay. So no legs, no arms. Okay.
She'd rather have the arms because he can't get away if he doesn't have the legs.
Okay, so this is. I put a lot of thought into this because, you know, I was bored. Yeah, but you of course me, woman.
You put a lot of thought into anything.
All right, so, like I said, hand
you
jobs.
Got me another beer.
Not it.
Your boyfriend.
I was sitting here.
He sat it down.
All right, so.
As you were looking at him.
Okay. So, I could still be in a wheelchair and give the finger. Right?
To a vagina? Or
no.
To everybody.
No, to everybody.
Okay.
Like, I could be in a wheelchair and still do that, but if I was walking around, I can't, like, stump it. Does that make sense?
You could stump a vagina.
That's the equivalent of fisting.
But she has a point, though.
But no, you're
just
right.
Saying.
I know that, but not in public.
Yeah,
depends on the girl.
But the thing is, everybody kisses.
Drink.
Twice.
Drink.
What?
Why you twice? Crazy. Use the microphone.
Did I snorkel twice?
Yes.
Twice. You snorkeled.
As you were leaning forwards. This microphones pick up things. When you get closer to them, they pick up a lot more.
All right, so if I was in a wheelchair and had no arms, I would be, and I like to travel a lot.
You'd be fisting people.
Yes, true. But if I could be on the airplane first when I travel every single time.
Would that be considered stumping people?
Every single time. I can stop this.
I'm sorry, but she's just going like this.
I know.
Fisting, but you have no fist.
She's training for a half marathon.
Half marathon of what? Fisting.
I can't high five anybody with.
That would be way more interesting.
I can't high five anybody with no hands. I don't know why that's so funny. I could have a hook.
A half marathon of fisting people.
I know.
That would be a great porn.
So I'm trying to finish this out. I could have a hook, or I could have two hooks. Right, but that would bring up
hooks.
That would bring up problems wiping my ass.
Let alone fucking ripping the insides out of someone.
Yeah, no shit.
Skin off his own dick.
Or picking my nose. Well, that's where the hand jobs come in.
No, I feel like picking your nose, you could perfect that.
Yeah, but it's huge masturbating problems. I just, you can't.
Well, you fucking said it, I didn't.
Well, but you're not disagreeing.
Yes, I am.
That's why she will yank the hooks off your hands and use the stump.
Yeah, both stumps. Yeah, I guess you put one above, one below. I guess. I don't know.
Just think of how much lube they would have to go through, though.
I got plenty.
No. Oh, we're not.
Sorry. Sorry.
You're killing me. I drink.
She's gonna drink.
You should see, like, I can see on the, like, the audio spike where she snorts. It's fucking hilarious. All right, well, with that being said...
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, you obviously can't. It's amazing. It's amazing. And
there is no way you can have your own sex podcast.
No. As long as
there's no alcohol involved, we might be able to make it.
We're going to start a sex cast, and it's going to be...
No fun.
Michaela's... I'm putting my name Michaela. With you. Yeah, Michaela. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I want to shake on it.
Yep.
All right, because I'm going to shake later anyway.
Ew.
Yeah, ayo. Michaela's Sex Podcast. At some point in the future when, you know, she can stop snorting. Because, you know.
I get drunk in the
you know,
process then.
Yes, in the process is fine. Bitches be tripping, though.
Bitches.
Yeah, I want to hear you own that shit. Bitches.
Be tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Get closer to the mic.
Sorry. No. We're. You just, no,
fuck
you don't
your
have.
Face.
Ooh. She meant it. We didn't mean to yell at that. Okay, so with that being said, thanks for listening. This has been a Nonsense Inc. Production, I guess, maybe kind of.
That wasn't really an episode.
That was a whole episode.
That was not a production. You missed. Yeah,
I'm gonna piss on you.
I got to piss, so I will piss on you first.
We can piss on each other.
I have to pee Cross right things. Now.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, kill the camera.
I don't want to kill the camera.
No, kill it. Yeah, the audio is still going, so you sound like a...
I know.
You sound like an idiot. That's okay. We're all idiots. All right, so this is Mick, and that is Keith.
This is the Keith. The Keith. Remember, it's the Keith.
Yep.
Or we might just change it to the bait.
Yep. Thank you for wasting your time with us, and
have a good evening.
Things and stuff. Love you.